Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a king who wanted to be a priest. And I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. There we read this. And when the king came back from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached the altar and made offerings on it. So he burned his burnt offering and his grain offering, and he poured his drink offering and sprinkled the blood of his peace offering on the altar. King Ahaz of Judah gave his allegiance to the king of Assyria, and it was a shameful thing for a leader of God's people to bow down to a pagan ruler. Ahaz also took note of the design of the altar in the idol temple at Damascus, and he brought that design back to Jerusalem. All of that was bad, but what Ahaz did next was worse. We read that Ahaz burned his burnt offering and his grain offering, then he poured his drink offering and sprinkled the blood of his peace offering on the altar. Again, those are those verses I read from 2 Kings chapter 16. You see, in Israel, it was a strict law that kings should not be priests, and priests should not be a king. But Ahaz was so bold in his rebellion that he served as a priest at the altar of his own design. Since Ahaz made his own place of worship, to him, it also made sense that he would disregard God's command that a king must not serve as a priest. You'll find that command in Numbers chapter 18, verse 7. Now, the grandfather of Ahaz, his name was Uzziah, he also dared to enter the temple and serve God as a priest. You'll find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Yet at least Uzziah falsely worshiped the true God. Ahaz falsely worshiped a false god of his own creation. It was so bad that even Uriah the priest agreed to accept King Ahaz as a priest. You'll find that in verse 16 of the same chapter, 2 Kings chapter 16. Uriah not only allowed Ahaz to do this, he participated in his evil and idolatrous plans. And this was in dramatic contrast to the priests in the days of Uzziah, who did all they could to restrain the madness of the king. Again, you'll find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. It's a sad fact that corrupt political leaders have almost always been able to find corrupt religious leaders to help them along the way. Now, all of this was terrible. Yet even this, in the way of contrast, points us to Jesus Christ. You see, one of the many sins of Ahaz was his demand to be a priest, which God clearly prohibited. That is, until the offices of king, priest, and even prophet would all be combined in the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He is the prophet being God's last word. He is the priest, the ultimate priest, being a high priest forever. And Jesus is a king, being the King of Kings. It's also true that God will so work in his people that it is their destiny to be kings and priests with Jesus. I know that sounds remarkable, but it's stated for us in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, and Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. The glory that Ahaz pursued in a disobedient and ungodly way is actually something that's reserved for the people of God. But it's only because they are, by faith, connected to Jesus the Messiah, who is the true king and the true priest, combining powerfully those offices in his one person. Friends, let's determine that we don't want to pattern ourselves after Ahaz, arrogantly taking what God has told us to not take. But rather, we want to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, our great Messiah. Let's make that direction and decision in our life and do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.